Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth and the Nightmare King by Max Browlier and Douglas Holgate. Read for you by Robbie Damond. Nightmare King? Yikes, that sounds bad. Why couldn't it be The Last Kids on Earth and the Endless Good Times with No Evil Enemies Ever? Chapter 1. Want to know what the most fantastically radical game ever is? I can tell you. It's real-life Super Mario Kart. And we're playing it right now. My best buddies, Quint, June, and Dirk, are racing through town in post-apocalyptic vehicles of awesomeness. Souped-up bumper cars that we call boom carts. Dirk built the boom carts, and Quint loaded them up with wicked vehicular combat coolness. Paintball blasters, defensive marble spillers, spike tires, gas-powered slingshots, the works. But me, Jack Sullivan, I don't need a boom cart, because I race atop my awesome monster dog, Rover. There's a reason for this game of real-life Super Mario Kart. I noticed that the energy and enthusiasm levels of my buddies were a little low. I mean, I was having trouble distinguishing them from the zombies. So I was like, we need excitement. And what's more exciting than building an epic go-kart course with jumps, oil slicks, and a spinning speedway through creepy old man Aiken's house? That's one of the perks of life after the monster apocalypse. You can build giant Mario Kart-style tracks through your hometown. Right now, June's winning,